Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing once again for the Dope Dads of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Thank you all for supporting, listening, and even sharing the podcast. Our last one featured a Harlem Globetrotter named Latif Jet Rivers, and wow, the DMs and emails about it were off the hook. I had a real dope time talking to Jet Rivers about doing class trips and why those trips are more important to him than traveling the world. And I guess it really hit many of you hard, because my inbox was full of comments around class trips and more, and so were the DMs. Dope dads like us are out there chaperoning trips with their kids and loving it. One of my favorite comments came from Twitter, and it was from a famous musician. I won't name him until we get him on the podcast. No free promo over here. But he wrote, "My dad was never there for class trips. He was against riding the yellow school bus, but me, I'm there and I love it. I just wish people would stop asking for an autograph or track." To the community, make your presence felt at these class trips. Your kids will never forget them. And if you see someone famous on a trip with you, give them a break. They just want to spend time with their kids like we do. If you haven't heard episode 26 yet, pause this right now and go listen to it. Jet dropped gems and you need to hear this. And by the way, I actually met Jet at a class trip with his daughter. How crazy is that? Go check it out. Now on to episode 27, which is about stay-at-home dads, the modern-day stay-at-home dad. This episode hit me hard. It hit me hard because I was the type that frowned upon the title stay-at-home dad for a long time. When I quit my job, it wasn't for financial reasons. It wasn't because my wife wanted to chase a crazy career, and I didn't even get fired. I quit my job 8 years ago because I wanted to start a business, not because I wanted to stay home. I started a tech startup business called The Fat Startup that educated minorities about the possibilities in tech. And we did so for over 3 years with conferences all over the country. And we were able to bring people like Gary Vaynerchuk to our hip hop community before anyone even knew he existed. The same thing could be said about a lot of our guests. And we didn't do this as a side gig. We did this as a 24/7 gig. Imagine staying at home, building a business like I did. That's the modern day stay at home dad. That business allowed me to work from home, which in turn allowed me to raise my kids and be there for almost all of their school events, trips, and more. Anything that had to do with parenting, I was there. I was the first line of defense or the first call on those blue emergency cards that you fill out. It wasn't my wife. It wasn't grandma. It was James Lopez. You call me directly. I'm here. That business also taught me how hard it is to run a business and that most days were even harder than someone with a regular 9-to-5. I was on and still am on 24/7 as I run the Fatherhood is Lit business, coach basketball, serve as a mentor to my community, and give it my all to raise my sons. When someone would call me a stay-at-home dad, I would get upset. Not because I didn't believe in the work stay-at-home dads did, but because I was an entrepreneur and damn proud of it. I didn't want to be called a stay-at-home dad. I wanted to be called an entrepreneur. Even though I was able to work from home, many of the duties or lack of duties we associate with staying at home didn't really get done by me. My wife still, and she still does it to this day, held down the cooking, the laundry, and so much more. Thank you, boo. Without you, we would be in trouble. That's the honest truth. I just don't do some of the things that people think stay-at-home dads do. I didn't like being called a stay-at-home dad because I felt it was disrespecting the real stay-at-home dads that give up everything to hold down the fort. They give up money, careers, their valuable time to hold down the fort. And for a long time, I didn't feel I could hold a candle next to these superheroes. I wasn't them. Or so I thought. Then my company folded, and I took a year off to recover mentally and physically. Running your own business, not knowing where your next dollar is coming from, is stressful for real. Do that while raising your family? Man, I can't even tell you. I can't even describe it to the fullest. You just got to do it. After that year, I told my wife that I was thinking about getting a new job in the technology industry. I was planning to join one of my friend's startup, since I loved the challenge of an early stage company. I also knew that by taking a job in the tech world, I wasn't going to be home as much as before. I said, fuck it. I like starting from nothing and plan to start a new company called Presence Over Presence with a guy called Premium Pete. We were so busy, both of us were so busy with our kids and other hustles that it didn't pan out. And I started Fatherhood Is Lit to hold me down while I decided what to do with my life. This project taught me so much about fatherhood, and due to it, I was able to befriend some really dope dads that stayed home due to getting fired or simply because wifey wanted to do her thing. They taught me that while I built a company, I was a stay-at-home dad. There were times when the business took a back seat while my kids were my main priority. For that reason, I was more of a stay-at-home dad than I was an entrepreneur, because entrepreneurs will tell you their first line of business is their business. For me, my first priority in business is taking care of my family. So I guess the title fits. Times have changed. The stigma behind staying at home has also changed, but at a stupid slow pace, and it sucks. Here I was worried about the title while other dads got killed online and offline due to their decision to stay home. I not only learned why they stay home, but why it mattered to their family. Things that the outside world wasn't privy to. And I used that to fight for all dads. Working dads, co-parenting dads, and even stay-at-home dads. I always say we matter. Now I was able to really put my foot on people's neck and fight for the respect all dads that are putting in work deserve. I was proud to be a modern-day stay-at-home dad. We all come in different sizes. I wanted to build a business, but we all matter. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, I got a phone call from ABC/Disney about doing a talk show called The Tamron Hall Show. I was super hesitant to do it, especially when they mentioned it was a segment about stay-at-home dads. All of these horrible thoughts started going through my head because I hate doing press. Although I know businesses like mine can really win with dope press like this, I also know that you never get to tell the full story about your life there. Media takes what they need, even if it's not your full story. They package it for clicks and views, not your feelings or story that the community needs. That's why I always turn it down. But this time I said, let's do this, knowing that it was about to open a can of worms many like me didn't want to deal with. I pride myself on being a gangster, so I said, fuck it. Come at me, bro. Let's get this popping. Plus, I already had did Good Morning America with ABC. They treated me well. I was expecting them to treat me well, which they did. There I met Andrew, whose wife was the show's producer. He was a stay-at-home dad, and let me tell you, he made me feel like I didn't do enough. This dude did laundry, cooked, put the kids to sleep, you know, all the things a mama's supposed to do, and he did it like a real boss. He decided to be a stay-at-home dad because his wife had a dream, and the only way to fulfill it was to focus on her job 24/7. That doesn't make her a bad mom either. It makes her a go-getter. Andrew was willing to stay home so he could kill it, so she could kill it with her career, and he killed his career. That part of the story was left out, and I'm sure people out there served him because they served me. Sometimes a dad chooses to stay home to help the mom chase her dreams. You can't knock a dude for doing that, especially one that takes pride in holding down the fort. We laughed. We laughed because we talked about bedtime routines and how sometimes he has to tell his wife to wait outside so she doesn't mess up his kid's sleeping routine. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Your kids fall asleep, wifey walks in, she goes to give them a kiss, now they're awake, now you got to deal with them for the next couple of hours. That shit sucks. So he did what he could to keep his wife out of the house while he put his kids to sleep. He's a G for real. Tamron Hall even called him that. I'll take credit for making her comfortable though. I was also joined by my good friend Lance Summerfield, who co-founded the City Dads Group. If you don't know about them and their efforts, you're slacking. Listen to episode 7, as I talked about the many reasons to join a City Dads group near you. Lance is a stay-at-home dad who did it because his wife and him agreed that one of the parents should be there for their kids. He was a teacher at the time and left his job to hold the house down. He didn't do it for video games or laziness. He did it because his kids needed a parent at home and he was more suited for the gig than his wife. Funny thing is that I had my wife on the show and they asked her how she felt about me being home. And she said she couldn't do what I do. She's not built to stay home with the kids like I was. She could only do 1 or 2 days. I could deal with them 5 days a week. And I'm super proud to say that. And I have to thank her for admitting that because that's not easy. But that happens often, fellas. Family dynamics are different for all families. Some families feel like a parent needs to be home at all times for their kids, and sometimes, like Lance, the wife decides that the husband is more better suited for it. It's the reality, and there's nothing wrong with it. I was the only one there that was a true entrepreneur dealing with the hustle and bustle of running a company 24/7, but also having the luxury of being home for my kids while doing so. I'm not alone. I attend 2 conferences a year, one called At-Home Dad Conference for stay-at-home dads from all walks of life, and then I also attend Dad 2.0 Summit, which I'm actually speaking at this upcoming year. This conference is for dads that are entrepreneurs or are planning on building a business in the near future. Both conferences give me the opportunity to meet other stay-at-home dads. I get to learn why they are stay-at-home dads, and most of the time, I get to serve as a sounding board to many of them covering fatherhood and entrepreneurship. I have yet to meet a stay-at-home dad that said, I am staying home because I hate work, love to sleep all day, or want to play video games. They all have had valid reasons that society either doesn't understand, doesn't fully accept, or just don't care about. And that's where the problem begins. A woman decides to stay home for their kids, they are praised for raising their family. They are praised for putting everything on hold for them. But when a dad does it, no matter the reason, more often than not, we are considered losers and leeches. That's just the truth. Heck, after our clip of the Tamron Hall show was released, I had mostly women complaining about it. They called me a leech, a hood booger, a homosexual. I mean, they went in with the names. One lady even wrote that if we don't get divorced soon, she hopes I get hit by a truck so like that my wife could get saved. Damn, talk about hate and double standards. Those comments suck and are unwarranted, but I'm a G. That shit doesn't faze me because I know how lucky my family is to have me there. I know I'm working 24/7, not 9 to 5, 5 days a week. And most of all, I know that my actions help my kids. It doesn't hurt them. That right there is the only thing that we need to worry about. Are we doing right by our kids? I'll repeat that. The only thing we need to worry about is if we are doing right by our kids. Society can't deem what's right for your family. They can't call you a loser, especially when they don't take the time to learn about you. And society, unfortunately, won't be there to pick you up if shit hits the fence. My message to all the stay-at-home dads is simple. Thank you for being there for your family. Whether you're there because you lost your job, or you're there giving up your dreams so wifey can pursue hers, or even if you're there because your family decided that one parent should stay home and that parent is you, I salute you. Pride is a wicked part of a man's life, and doing things that society deem as motherly isn't easy for many dads. So thank you for putting the pride to the side and being there for your kids. One day they will look back and say, our family wasn't like everyone else's. My dad was there, and without him being there, I wouldn't be who I am today. Take pride in being a stay-at-home dad. The only people that can judge you are your kids and your spouse. All outsiders, like my mom-in-law that don't get it, can eat a... I don't even need to finish that line. Y'all know what it is. We matter. Our presence matter. Make your presence felt. I'm proud to be an entrepreneur and stay-at-home dad now. It wasn't always the case, but I know how blessed I am to be living this life, and so should you. Fatherhood is lit.